Now to Iraq, where tomorrow marks a major change in America's war effort there. After 6 years of military occupation, U.S. combat soldiers will officially withdraw from Iraqi cities. It's in accordance with a treaty between the two countries. In theory, Iraqi forces are now capable of taking over security, and Americans will take a supporting and advisory role. Iraqis and Americans are greeting the day with a mix of relief and anxiety, as NPR's Quil Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has declared June 30th a national holiday to celebrate Iraq's sovereignty. Unfortunately, a sobering string of bombings has overshadowed the weeks leading up to the withdrawal. An American patrol arrived a few hours after one recent attack in Sadr City, the vast Shiite slum in eastern Baghdad. A shallowly covered bomb exploded under a minibus carrying students to school, killing three of them. Nonetheless, the American drawdown is on schedule, says one of the soldiers at the scene.
My experience here in the past 7 months working in this area of Baghdad, the forces I've worked with, I think, are completely capable in what they're doing.
You guys are going to be rolling out of Sadr City, right?
Actually, the details change every day, so it's hard to give anyone any concrete information.
Indeed, American officials have presented more generalities than specifics about the withdrawal. Combat troops will pull back to bases outside the cities, but leave many American trainers and advisors. In Mosul and Kirkuk, U.S. bases will stay put on what the Iraqi government has agreed to consider outside city limits. In Baghdad, American officials still seem to be negotiating over key outposts inside the city. U.S. troops will be standing by to assist Iraqi forces, but supply runs and other patrols will happen at night, or with an emphasis that the Iraqis are in the lead. That last part, anyhow, is very popular around Sadr City. An Iraqi policeman on guard near the bomb site, Mohammed Hassan, says the sooner the Americans go, the better. The Americans haven't helped at all, says Hassan. He credits Prime Minister Maliki with putting down the sectarian militias in Baghdad. Despite the dramatic improvements in security after the U.S. troop surge, this view is repeated by many, and not just in a poor Shiite area like Sadr City. In the Sunni-dominated district of Adamiya, the Americans' departure is also welcome news. Wamid Nazmi is a political scientist who lives in Adamiya on the famous corniche along the Tigris River. Once a killing field of sectarian violence, Adamiya is now quiet and a prayer from a mosque echoes along the riverbank.
A lot of people think that all internal problems were due to the American presence and perhaps even introduced by the Americans.
Nazmi is somewhat reassured that Americans will remain on call to assist Iraqi forces, and he thinks they will still have a strong influence on Iraqi politics. He hopes Iraq's factions are tired of the sectarian fighting. But in this part of Baghdad, the credit goes not to the Shiite-led government, but to the awakening Sunni fighters who joined the Americans to defeat al-Qaeda and guard their own neighborhoods. People here are cautiously returning to public spaces, like this recently opened shopping mall. Omar has come out to have ice cream with her children, and she says she's not worried about the American departure.
We're not worried. The awakening forces are still there, and the situation is better now.
But the mall's manager, Abdul Qadir al-Dulaimi, is less sanguine. He says that Iraq's security forces aren't ready, and they're still riddled with sectarian divisions.
I think the American withdrawal will be a disaster, and we'll go back to square one. Everybody knows the situation is better because of the awakening men, and now they will be marginalized.
Dulaimi says that the Shiite-dominated government hasn't yet found jobs for the mainly Sunni awakening fighters. Some have even been thrown in jail. Without the U.S. troops, says Dulaimi, the factions will fall back to bloodletting. In the South Baghdad neighborhood of Dora, Sheikh Mustafa Kamal is one awakening leader who says he fears arrest. He thinks the American pullout heralds a betrayal of the Sunni fighters. I want you to tell General Petraeus and the former U.S. president, he says, that we demand they keep the promises they made to us. As this survey of Baghdad's neighborhoods suggests, the withdrawal from Iraq's cities keeps a promise to some and breaks one to others. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.